The Lonely Road of Leadership, a CEO's Truth. Being a CEO is often seen as a role of great power, privilege, and prestige. From the outside, it looks like the epitome of success, decision-making, strategic direction, and leading a team towards growth. People often envy the title, imagining it must be the culmination of everything a leader works towards. But what's not visible? The part of the journey that's rarely discussed is the profound loneliness that comes with this role. It's true when they say it's lonely at the top. In fact, it's a loneliness that feels like an invisible weight, one that you carry quietly. As a leader, the decisions you make ripple through every part of the company, affecting not just the business, but the lives of your employees, your partners, and your clients. The responsibility is immense. And even though you're surrounded by people, colleagues, teams, clients, partners, the reality is that more often than not, you carry the weight alone. There's no one else to turn to who fully understands the depth of these decisions. You can't share the burden with your employees because they look to you for stability, for confidence, for assurance. You can't show doubt to your clients because they rely on you to have a clear vision and the ability to solve problems. And sometimes, even your closest friends or family, as supportive as they are, may not be able to comprehend the pressure you're under. They see the successes, the milestones, but they don't always see the sleepless nights, the moments of self-doubt, or the isolation that comes with carrying the entire weight of an organization on your shoulders. As a CEO, there's an unspoken expectation that you always have the answers. Your team, your clients, your partners, they all look to you for direction, certainty, and leadership. But inside, you're sometimes wondering, am I making the right choice? The fear of making a mistake can be paralyzing, but you can't show that. You can't afford to be anything less than resolute, even when you're questioning your next step. And the more you lead, the more you realize how often you're putting yourself out there with vulnerability. But that vulnerability is rarely seen. Consider the late nights you spent strategizing for the future while missing out on time with your family. The countless weekends spent working instead of enjoying a break, while your loved ones who understand the importance of your work may still not truly understand the toll it's taking on you. There are moments when you wonder, is it worth it? When you feel like you've given everything, yet still can't seem to catch a break. Those moments when your energy is drained, your focus is blurred, and the weight of expectations is overwhelming. But despite all of this, there is a deep sense of fulfillment in leadership. The solitude may be a constant companion, but it is also the price of building something meaningful. There is pride in knowing that you're steering the ship, that you're making decisions that could change lives, create opportunities, and shape the future. It's a powerful thing to know that, despite the isolation, you are leading with purpose. It's important, though, that you acknowledge this loneliness. It's not often spoken about openly in the business world, but for many leaders, it's a silent struggle. And here's something I've learned. The only way to cope with it, the only way to weather the storm, is to find people who understand. Other leaders, mentors, or professionals who can offer support and guidance. Finding a network of people who truly get it is critical. You don't have to go through this alone. So to anyone listening who feels the weight of leadership pressing down on them, who feels like no one truly understands what they're going through, you are not alone. The road is tough, the loneliness is real, and the burden feels immense at times. But there is strength in knowing that this experience is shared by so many others. It's okay to feel the pressure. It's okay to admit that sometimes you're struggling. Leadership isn't about being perfect. It's about resilience. It's about showing up every day, even when it's hard, even when you're unsure. It's about pushing through the moments when it feels like you're carrying the world on your shoulders. Knowing that your journey, as isolating as it may be at times, it is also shaping you into a stronger leader. And at the end of the day, it's about remembering that, while the road may often feel lonely, the impact, the growth, and the change you're creating are worth it. But here's the thing, you don't have to carry that weight alone. Find your tribe. Build a support network of fellow leaders or mentors who understand the challenges and can offer guidance. Prioritize your well-being. Taking care of ourselves is essential. We need to invest in our physical and mental health so we can lead effectively. Delegate and empower our teams. We don't have to have all the answers. We need to trust our team to take ownership and share the load. Cultivate resilience. Embrace setbacks and opportunities to grow and learn. Strength comes from bouncing back, not from avoiding failure. We need to embrace our vulnerability and not be afraid to show our human side. It builds trust and encourages those around us to do the same. It's all about authenticity. And to lead with impact, not just success. We need to remember that leadership is about creating a positive change in the world, not just about achieving personal goals. We need to be authentic, lead as our true self. When we're authentic, our team will connect with us on a deeper level, fostering loyalty and collaboration. Leadership can be lonely, but by leaning into these principles, you'll find strength in knowing that even in your toughest moments, you're never truly alone. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to our podcast today at www.christieslab.com.